Last time we started discussing the sugya of Shtar Zayfa on Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph tells a story that there was a case of a machzik who was holding on to karka. He wasn't there for Yimel Shonim. Marakama comes and says, "What are you doing here?" So he says, "Hashtar, this is the shtar. I bought the karka from you, and this is the shtar." And the Marakama counters, "No, it's a Shtar Zayfa. It's a Shtar Zayfa. What does it mean, a Shtar Zayfa?" So we had a major machlokas in the Rishonim, and we were talking about a real Shtar Mezuyah, we were talking about a Shtar Amona. We discussed what the machlokas is, why some Rishonim would say that we're not talking about a Shtar Zayfa Mamish. But that's the case, that the Marakama says that it's a Shtar Zayfa. And this individual initially had presented the Shtar as a Shtar Ma'aliyah. So then the Gemara says that he was Gochen Velochishle. The Rabbah, and he bent down and told Rabbah, "It's not true. It is a Shtar Zayfa. It's not the real Shtar. It's a Shtar Amon. It's a Shtar Zayfa. It's not the real Shtar Mechira. But I had a Shtar Ma'aliyah, and I lost the Shtar. It's Toch Gimel Shanim." We say normally a person, a Masik, is going to be Zar B'Shtar for Gimel Shanim. But in this case, he lost it. That's it. So the Gemara quotes the Machlokas Samarayim. What's the din in this case? Rabbah responded that he should be Nema. The Masik should be Nema because he has a Migu. Malo l'shaker. He could have been quiet. He could have said the shtar that I presented initially is really the shtar. It's not a shtar zayfa. So believe me in my statement that I say it's a shtar ma'aliyah v'irke is b'migo that I could have said that I could have left it that said hoshtar. Rav Yosef says no. Rav Yosef says that there's no migo over here. That's his lashon. Amai kosamches a hashtara. Hashtara chasva b'yama. Yosef says that the shtar is a chaspa biyama, it's a potsherd, it's worth nothing, it's gornish. He admits, it's a hodos baldin. He admits that the shtar is worth nothing. So where's the migo? There is no migo over here. So he says that the marakama wins, the machzik is going to lose. Machlokas ha-moroyim, is there a migo in this case, or is there no migo because the shtar is a chaspa biyama? So the question is, what's the machlokas? Right? Why should I assume that it's not a migu? Why should I assume that it is a migu? What's the machlokas? The machlokas amarim. So we spoke last time about the rush, back and forth with the rush according to the Rashbam. I want to leave the rush. It's complicated. We discussed it at great length. I want to go to the second perish that we talked about yesterday, the Ritva. Right? The Ritva quotes the Yesh Mefarshim. Rav Yosef was saying the following, that because there's a hodas baldin that the shtar is a chaspa b'yama. So therefore, you can't build a migu from that. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim wanted to suggest. That's his lashon. Rav Yosef Sover, the Kevin the Nisbar Elonu Shaosa. Shaosa Taina Shahaya Yochalita Oni Sheker Gamar. Gondush Nisbar. We can't build a migu off of sheker. We can't build a migu off of sheker. So we ask, what kind of a strange notion is that? You can't build a migu off of sheker. What is migu all about? Migu is a din. It's like a beer. Malo l'shaker. It must be the truth, because if he's lying, he would have lied better. So in this case, he could have lied better. So what that it's a sheker? So what that there's a hodas baldin that he's lying? Why does that destroy Migu? The whole idea of Migu is that if he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. So over here too, he could have lied better. If there's a Migu Diba Yishasik, he could have kept quiet. He could have said that my statement Hashtar really is true. This is the real Shtar. And no one would have said anything to him. Rashbam says that it's talking about a case where the Edom themselves would claim that they'd be Mekayim the Chasimas because they think it's such a good forgery. They don't know the difference. So why don't you have a migu over here? What's the Ritva saying? That there's no migu because you can't build a migu off of a sheker. We suggested that some achronim want to explain based on a fundamental yisod about migu. What is migu? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in probably the most famous piece in Kolei Shiurim Chelek Beis, he clears the chakira. He raises the following question. Should we assume that migu is midin bira? The reason why someone is nemen b'migu, we talked about that migu is not a din darabonin. It's not a din darabonin. It's like a svara daraisa. Maybe pesha asar is the makar in the Torah for the concept of migu. The Gemara in Ksubas and Achav Gimel has a pasuk to teach me pesha asar. It's not clear if the pasuk really is going on pesha asar or not. Whether it's a pasuk or not, it doesn't matter. It could be a svara deraisa, even if it's not a gzeiras hakosav, it's still a svara deraisa. What is that svara deraisa? Malu l'shaker, because he has another taina in his bag, so somehow he's going to be neman more than what the taina that he's given. Right? He gives a taina, but he could have given a better taina. So because he could have given a better taina, so he's going to be neman. Why should he be neman? So one way to look at it is that it's a bir. It's a svara. It's a svara that there's a bir. We know that shnei edim can be a bir. We know that Rove is a beerer. So Rove is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether we follow Rove by Mammon. Right? Machlokas, whether that beerer is enough. But it is a beerer, according to Rav Ataka, works by Mammon. Shnei Edim, according to everyone, works. So Migu is a svara that some want to suggest that even if it can't be Motzi Mammon, right? We'll talk about that. Migu perhaps doesn't work Lahotzi, but at least Lahachzik, right? A migu can work to be machzik mamon. And how does it work? It's a bir. Malo l'shaka, why should he lie? If he wanted to lie, he could have lied better. That's one way to look at migu. The other way to look at migu is that migu is not midin bir. The reason why migu is neman is because we look at every baldover who comes to Bezdin as though he's coming with a bag of tainus. He has a portfolio of tainus. And he has a koach nemonus in each taina, right? Some tainus, the koach nemonus is good. You can win with that tainus. Other tainus, maybe the koach nemonus is not so good. Right? So here, this guy has at least two tainus. The taina that he's giving and a taina tova that has a koach nemonus that would win. If he were to put forward the good taina, then he really would have a koach nemonus that would win. So maybe the idea of migu is that we infuse the koach nemonus of the taina tova, of the taina that he could have made. He infused that koach nemonus into the taina that he did make. Even though the taina that he did make is only a taina reya, it doesn't have a koach nemonus to win. But because he has a taina tova that could win, because there's a koach nemonus in another taina in his portfolio that he could have given, so we infuse that koach nemonus into the taina that he gave. Because he's an ish neman. Right? With his portfolio, he could be neman. So even though with the taina that he's giving, he doesn't really have nemanis, but because he has nemanis in his portfolio, we're going to infuse that koach nemanis into the taina that he gave as well. That's a second approach to migu. Not that migu is working midin bir, but rather it's nemanis baldin b'tana, so it's a koach hataina, that he has the same koach nemanis of the taina that he could have given in the taina that he actually gave. Where do we see this second Yisod? I mean, the fact that migu could be a malo l'shaka, could be midin bir, that's the lashon of the Gemara. But where do we see koach hataina at least in the Rishonim? The Bukhanim points out that lechora it's 2 days in the Ran in Kiddushin. The Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph. We're familiar with this Mishnah. We've seen it already this year. Mishnah in Kiddushin talks about nemonis of a father about his daughter. If a father says that I was mekadesh and megarish my daughter when she's a ketana, right? He's mekadesh her, and then he's megarish her min ha'erusin. Right? She's not a nesu. If she's a nesu, she's not b'shus habalin. He's not b'shus ha'avanim. But if he's megarish her from the kiddushin, so she's still b'shusam. So he claims I was mekadesh her and I was megarish her. When she's still a katana, if she's a gedola, she's not b'shuso either, so he couldn't do anything, right? But if she's still a katana, then talk of the father's nem. He's nemen on the kiddush, he's nemen on the gerushin. Says the Mishnah later on, nishbesu fidisiya, ben she katana, ben she gedola, ain't no nemen. But let's say the father says, nishbesu fidisiya, she was taken captive, and I redeemed her. What's the nafkamina to what he's saying? If he says, kiddashtiya v'gerashtiya, so there, I understand. He's testifying, if she neshesish, if she's not neshesish. So l'chor, there's a big nafkamina to the Edis. But how about nishbeis l'fidisiyah? So there, the only nafkamina that there is whether she's going to be psula to a kohen, psula to truma, right? We assume that if she's nishbeis, then she's going to be nivala to the shavoy is going to be boiled her. So if she's nivala l'posula, she's psula from kohuna, she's psula from truma. So comes the Mishnah and says that if the father claims Nishbeis Ufidisiyah, he's not Neman. He's not Neman to Pasala, not to Kahuna, not to Truma, because he's just not Neman about that. The Gemara explains the Kiddushin, the Nisuin, Hemne Rachmana, B'Shvuya, Lo Hemne Rachmana. The Torah doesn't give an Nemanis to the father to talk about his daughter that she's a Shvuya. If there's Shnei Edim, it's a different story, but the father is not to Edim. By Kiddushin and Gerishin, there the Torah gives the father special Nemanis. In the parsha of Motzi Shemra and parsha of Kiseitz, it says, "Esbiti nasati lo ish hazeh, lo ish osra hazeh hitira." Lo ish means she is a mekudeshes, so she's a surah to everyone else. Hazeh means that she's mekudeshes to this guy. So the Torah gives nemanus to the father benisuin. So because the Torah gives the nemanus to the father benisuin, so he's neman to talk about the kiddushin of his daughter, the gerushin of his daughter, as long as she's a kada, since she's still bershuso. So then he's neman to talk about her. If she were a gedolus, then he's not neman to talk about her anymore because she's not bershuso. The Torah didn't give a koach nemanus to the father. But if she's still a katana, then he has a koach nemanus given to the father. So he's neman to say that he was mekadesh, that he was megarish, not just vis-a-vis the status of aishas ish. That he's neman to say gerashtia le'inyan zeh, that she's now psula l'koy. Right? If she's a grusha, then she can marry a koy. Is she psula from truma if she's a grusha? No. Just because she's a grusha, she's not psula from the truma. Right? If she's a bas koyin, let's say. She's a bas koyin and she's a grusha, and she doesn't have any... Let's say she marries a Yisrael, and now she's misgareshes from the Yisrael. So she wasn't able to eat shum as long as she's married to the Yisrael. If she doesn't have any kids from the Yisrael, then she goes back to Beis Aviyah. She goes back to Beis Aviyah. She can't eat shum. She's not nifselis minat shumah just because she's a dusha. If she's a shiruya, a nivel of apostle, that's a different story. Then she's nifselis even from shum. Okay, so if the father says kidashtia v'gerashtia, so then if she's a ktana, so then she's neman. Then he's neman to pasel her lekohuna, not le truma, because she's still muteris le truma, but truma if she's a bas kohen. Nishbesu fidisia, if he were neman, he'd be passing her both le kohuna and le truma, but he's not neman bechlal. He's not neman bechlal, so she's ksher le kohuna, she's ksher le truma. That's the Mishnah. So comes the Ran and says, it's very nice, the Gemara says, b'shvuyah lo hemne rachmana b'nisu and hemne rachmana. It's true, the Torah gave nemanus to the father legabe nisu and not legabe shvuyah. But why don't we employ Migo over here? Right? Nishbeis Ufidisiya, why should the father not be Neman? Let's say he should be Neman in the time of Nishbeis Ufidisiya, but Migu that he could say, Kidashtiya Vigerashtiya. If he said Kidashtiya Vigerashtiya, so then he'd be Neman to Pasal Lekahuna. So let him be Neman to pass Lekahuna with the statement, Nishbeis Ufidisiya, because he has a Migu. He does have a Taina that would Pasal her Lekahuna, so even with the Taina of Nishbeis Ufidisiya, because he has a Migu, she should become parcel of coin. That's the Ran's cash. Yeah, that's the Ran's cash. We have it over here in the packet. Right? Yeah. This is in packet 27, page 1. What does the Ran ask? Akati kasha nehemni v'shviya migu di boyam ekdishni v'gerashti da mehemun apostle of mekruna. Kidashti v'gerashti would parcel him mekruna, so Yishvisavidi should also parcel her from kruna. What's the difference? Yeshlomer, the migul chatzitaina lo amrina, migul chatzitaina. Well, that's yisod. Right? We can't say migul chatzitaina. What does that mean? Chatzitaina, half a taina. V'hocha chatzitaina. Who here? It's a chatzitaina. If Yisha Achsha who wrote some afos la bein leinu shema bein leinu kahuna, nechiyam gerashtia lo posel la ella la kahuna. What's the Ran saying? This is a migul chatzitaina. The taina of Nishbeis Ufidisiya would pass her for two things. Right? Nishbeis Ufidisiya. Right? She'd be psula l'kahuna and l'chuma. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya, what's she psula for? What's she psula for? L'kahuna. Not so chumma. She's Shera Lechumma. She's Shera Lechumma. In Baskoin, even. Oh, in Nises Acha Kaflakoin. In Baskoin, he, Ve'in Lazera. Ve'ein lazera, mibal aleph. Right, so she goes back to her father's home and she can eat shumma. Or if she marries a kohen, the next husband is a kohen, then she can eat shumma. She's not the seller from shumma. Nishbeis ufidisiya, forget about it. She's nevelel apostola. She's psula lekahuna, psula lechumma. Kidashtiya v'gerashtiya. That's only half a psul. it passes the kahuna, not the truma. Zok the Ram, we don't say migul chatzitaina. We don't say migul chatzitaina. What you want to believe for Inish Mesufidisia to passel her for both kahuna and truma, or maybe even just to passel her the kahuna, right? The same as what Chideshtia Vegarashtia would do. Zok the Ram, we can't say migul chatzitaina. Because the taina that he's giving with pasul for two things, the taina that he could have given with pasul for only for one, and the whole case is sort of strange. Like, why would I assume he wanted pasul his daughter? He wants the pasul his daughter. There's a reason that he wants the pasul his daughter. Yeah, he has a hang up. I don't know. I shouldn't say the Marishtan. That's strange. That's the case. That's the case. That for some reason he wants the pasul. Wants the pasul. So Zokter Ron, he's not going to be nemel. He can't be nemel the migul. He's demo with kidashtiya v'gerashtiya, but to say that nishbeis of v'disiya should be demo with migul, it doesn't have its own koach nemanis, but kidashtiya v'gerashtiya should give it nemanis. Malo l'shaker, he could have said kidashtiya v'gerashtiya. No, that's only going to pass for one thing. Nishbeis of v'disiya, pass for two. That's a migul l'chatzitayna. We don't say migul l'chatzitayna. That's the Ran's first answer. But Odia Shlomer, he says, v'cheir momrim, the kevan below him in a Torah la'av chidishu shavei lo hayaroi lios neman yoser me eid echad de alma. Really, kidashtia v'gerashtia, that's a chidish ha-Torah that the father is neman. He's really 1 8. 1 8 is never neman by itself. Normally you need 2 8 him. So here there's a chidish ha-Torah that the father is neman even though he's only 1 8. Dayenu shenamin osa. Dayenu shenamen oso ba osa taina atzma. Another dayenu. It's enough, Zokter Ran, that we believe him with that taina itself. Aval ein omen migu machmas osa taina da in lechab dein lanu bo el chidusho bilvad. Kidashtia v'gerashtia. There's an emonas at Torah. The Torah gave an emonas to the father to say kidashtia v'gerashtia. Zokter Ran, the whole thing is a chidush at Torah. Why should he be neman v'chlav? It's enough, Dayenu, that we trust him for that statement itself. But to use that as part of a migul, that's a chiddush, right? Since the whole neman is kineshtiyah v'gerashtiyah is a chiddush haTorah, ein lechabo ela chidusho. Dafka, it's chiddush. It's chiddush is that it's neman by itself. But to employ it as part of a migul, that we can't do. So there are two days in the Ran. There are two days in the Ran whether the reason why the father is not named to say Nishbe Sufid Yisiv Amigo de Kidashtir de Garashtir is because we don't say Migul Chatzitayna, or because the din of Kidashtir de Garashtir, the Nemanah to the father, Kidashtir de Garashtir, that's a Chiddush HaTorah. If it's a Chiddush HaTorah, it only works by itself, it can't work as part of the Migul. What's Machlokas? It seems to be Machlokas whether we say Migul Chatzitayna or not. Right? In the second day, what the Acharim was saying is, really we should be able to say Migul Chatzitayna. But here we can't say migul anyway. Really, we could say migul chatzitana, at least to believe the father legabe kahuna, the psul kahuna. But we can't do that anyway, because kidashtia v'gerashtia, that's a special nemonis of the Torah. That nemonis only applies the chidush haTorah, is that it's neman by itself, but not that it's neman as part of the migul. So what's the machlokas whether we say migul chatzitana, we don't say migul chatzitana? The Bukhana Wasserman wants to suggest that the machlokas is this point. Is this point, what is migul? Let's think about it, right? If migul is a beer, right? Malo l'shaker, anan sadi must be the truth. What he's saying must be the truth, because if he were lying, he would have lied better. So that cause of migul only applies if the taina that he could have said is taka better taina. He's giving a taina reya, but he could say a taina tova. So because he could say a better taina, and he doesn't say that better taina, must be the truth. The taina rea must be the truth. But if there's any other reason why, we can explain why he's saying the taina that he's saying and not giving the other taina, then the kaf bira of migul falls away, right? Like, we gave another example of this. There's another circumstance where we say the kaf bira doesn't exist because we know why he's saying what he's saying and not saying something else. What's an example of that, remember?
Migdiyar,
exactly. Exactly. Migdiyar, if he's afraid to say the second taina, so even if the second taina is better, Why is it better? It's more neman. If he said that taina, he would be neman, and it would carry the day. But he's afraid to say that. So because he's afraid to say that, the koach of bir and migul falls away. Similarly, when it comes to migul lechatzi taina, what does the father want to do? He wants to pass on his daughter. So nishvei sufidisiyah, there's a double psul. Kidashtiyah v'gerashtiyah, there's only a single psul. So even though kidashtiyah v'gerashtiyah, the father has an emanas ha-Torah, but nishvei sufidisiyah, he doesn't have an emanas. So technically speaking, kidashtiyah v'gerashtiyah is a stronger taina, it's a better taina. But maybe he didn't want to give that taina because he wanted to passel the daughter as much as he possibly can. He wants to give her a double psul. So he doesn't realize, oh, nishvei sufidisiyah, he's not going to be an emanas. He didn't learn Kiddushin. He doesn't... I mean, the whole idea of Migul is assuming people don't know what the din is. He doesn't know what the din is. He knows... It's interesting. He knows that Nishbei Sufidisiyah will pass it twice, but he doesn't know that he's not going to be Neman at that time. Right? So because he thinks Nishbei Sufidisiyah is going to be a double psul, and he wants to passel her, so he's going to give that time. Aye, but he'll be Neman with the second time. No, but he wants to passel her as much as he can. So the Koach... Habir and Migul doesn't apply by Migul L'chatzi Taina. Because if it's only a Migul L'chatzi Taina, then there's a svara to say why he's giving this Taina. Not because it's the truth. Maybe he's not lying, but he thinks the Taina he's giving is a better Taina. He thinks the Taina he's giving is a better Taina. So that's why he can't be Neman with that Taina. Because there's a reason. There's a reason why he's saying such a Taina. Because it's not the L'chatzi Taina. That's a stronger taina. That's a taina that he's going to get both things that he wants, not just chotzi taina. So the koach habir of migul doesn't apply. That could be the pshat in the first day of the run. First day of the run says because we don't accept the migul chotzi taina, so therefore the father's not going to be nema. What does that mean? That means that svar in the run is assuming migul is midin bira. Bira means malo l'shaker. There's a svar. Anan sadi, he's telling the truth because if he's lying, he would have lied better. That svar doesn't apply by Migul L'chatzi Taina, because I can give you a different reason why he's not giving the second Taina. Because he wants to give the first Taina, since it'll passel her double. It'll passel her double. That's the svar of the first teretz of the Ran. What's the second teretz of the Ran saying? That really we could accept Migul L'chatzi Taina. It's just a problem over here. Because here, since the Nemanus of the father, Kiddushi V'Gerashti, is a Chiddush HaTorah, and L'chabor L'chidusha. We can only accept it if that's what the father said. But we can't put it into a migul. What's the Ran saying? Really, we could accept the migul chatzi taina. Why? We could accept the migul chatzi taina at least for the chelek that he's talking about, right? To passel her le kahuna. We really should have accepted migul chatzi taina. We really should accept migul chatzi taina at least to passel her le kahuna. But the problem is, kideshti v'gerashti is an emanas haTorah only if he gives that taina, not if we employ it as part of a migul. What's that svara? That we can say migul chatzi taina, but there's no birur. There's no birur. Do we know it's the truth? Can we say anan sadi malo l'shaker? He would have lied better. He wouldn't have lied better. He would have said this taina. He would have said nishbei sufidisiyah because he can get a double psul out of it. The answer is, if you understand migul in the second way, if you understand that migul is about koach ha-taina, nemanis bal din b'taina also, that if he has a koach nemanis in the taina that he could have given, so then that koach nemanis is translated, is transferred to the taina that he gave. So as long as he has a koach nemonis for chotzi taina in the taina that he could have given, then that koach nemonis of the chotzi taina goes to the taina that he gave. So since he could passel her lekoin with the taina of kideshtiyah v'gerashtiyah, that nemonis of chotzi taina is infused back into the taina that he gave. So nishbei sufidisiyah taka should be nemon, at least to passel the kahuna. So why talk is it not neman? At least for that, comes the Ran and says, because kideshtiyah v'gerashtiyah is a chiddush haTorah. So since the chiddush haTorah, the father's only neman, if he gives that taina explicitly, but it can't be employed as part of a migul, to give him nemanus through the concept of migul, that you infuse the koach haTaina of kideshtiyah v'gerashtiyah into another taina, even if you're only going to pass a lekohen, just like kideshtiyah v'gerashtiyah would have worked. Okay, so the second day of the Ran seems to employ this svar. This far, the migul is not a bir. It's not midin bir. It's midin koach ha-taina. It's nemanas b'adim b'tanos. So that the koach nemanas and the taina that he could have given is infused back into the taina that he actually gave. Nochem, others both, they all want to say a whole group of Rishon, a whole, yeah, what's that question?
Rabbi, can you explain again how we see the second Rishon Yehu in the second Torah?
Sure.
Mikol Chatzi time. Okay. What is that? Nishbeis is Beis Psulim. Derashtia is Psulechem. Right? So, say Kohona, Shoma, Kohona. Right? So, Derashtia, there's a Nemonis Pasol to Kohona. That you definitely see. Right. So if we accept the Mikol Chatzi Taina, that means that when he says Nishbeis of Nisiyah, we'll at least accept this Taina to pass a Kohen. We're not going to accept the Taina to pass a Chumah because there's no Koach Amigu over there. Gerashtia wouldn't pass a Chumah. But at least the Kohuna, since Kidashtia and Gerashtia would pass a Kohuna, so we accept that, we accept the Migu for that. Okay? So now, if Migu is a beer. Anan Sadi, Shaomer Emes, Demalo Lashakim. Malo Lashakim Betaina Aleph. If Migu is a beer, that means that if he's really lying, why should he lie by saying the first Taina? He should say the second Taina because the second Taina is better. It can be Nema. So if we assume Migu is a Bira, Migu L'chatzi Taina doesn't make any sense. The Taina he's giving would give her two psul. The Taina he could have given would give her only one psul. What are you saying? If he's lying, he would have lied better. The Taina that he could have given, he'd be Nema. The Torah gives him the modest to say that. So he should have said the second Taina if he really is lying. No, he wants to say the first Taina because the first Taina is more powerful. Even if it's not Nemon by itself, it's more powerful because there are two psulim that come out of the first Taina. Malo l'shaka doesn't apply by Migul l'chatzi Taina because there's an ulterior motive for him to give the first Taina, not the second Taina. But if Migul is Koach HaTaina, that we give the Koach HaTaina of the second Taina, Koach HaTaina, Shel Taina Beis, Nitan, L'Taina Aleph, to the Taina that he's giving. If it's about Koach HaTaina, the Koach HaTaina of the second Taina goes to the first Taina, so since there is a Koach HaTaina to pass the Kohuna in the second Taina, that goes back to the first Taina, and he gets them on us in the Taina that he gives. Right? At least for the Chatzit Taina that he's given. Daniel.
Why is there a offense to me that there's a machlokas going on between the two answers of the Ran? I thought one was addressing a case we're talking about Bas Kohen, one's talking about addressing a case we're talking about Bas Yisrael. The first one, talking about Truma, says Tenach Bas, that I was reading, like Tenach Bas Kohen, the first answer works Bas Kohen, and then Bas Yisrael.
Yeah, but the reality is, once he comes on to the second answer, that answer applies to both. Right? Doesn't it say the second answer applies to both?
Okay, so the Ran could have said the second answer, really,
I think
as
so.
The first answer.
Yeah, there are some times that when I give this Ran to the Talmidim, I leave out the middle. Because I don't want you to get confused between Bas Kohen and Bas Yisrael. So this year I decided, let's give the whole Ran. Let's give the whole Ran, you can see the Ran, put it together. And Baruch Hashem. He did a good job. Right. So, but I think the two answers are answering the same kasha. Right? The middle is just setting you up that you need the second answer. But once you have the second answer, that works for the whole kasha. The Talmud wants to say that maybe that's what's going on in our Gemara as well. Rav Yosef says that there's no Migul over here. Amai kosam kasai shtar hashtar chas v'yam. What's he saying? So we mentioned that the Ritva quotes the Yesh Mefarshim that his taina is you can't build a migul off of shaker. So what does that mean? What's meitas? You can't build a migul off of shaker. So maybe it means this point, right? If migul is midin bira, migul is midin bira. So what does it mean? You can't build a migul off of shaker. The whole point is that if he wanted to lie, he would have lied better. So it's an anan sadi. This is svar, it's the truth. So it's all about svar, that it's the truth. It doesn't matter, even if the second tanya taka is a sheker, who cares? But if he could have kept quiet, we only know that it's a sheker based on him. So he could have kept quiet, migudi by shasik. So the koach of dira in migu still applies. But if you assume that migu is about koach hataina, that we infuse the koach hataina of the taina that he could have given into the taina that he gave. So it could be that if the taina that he could have given is a taina sheker, if he has told us that that taina is a taina sheker, then you can't build a migu off of a taina sheker. There is no koach nemonis to that taina anymore if it's a taina sheker. I was talking to someone at Talmidim after Shir yesterday, and we mentioned it's like the Ramban that we had a little while back, right? We were talking about Taninan, right? That sometimes Bezdin comes in and atone for Yisomim. So we said that the Ramban and Tosus talk about, are we Taninan Milsad Lo Shchicha? Right? Are we towing a Milsad Lo Shchicha? Do we give a Taina to the Yisomim? Something that's not really normal. Nensu, let's say, right? That there was a list of Mizuim. Armed robbers came and stole something. There was a flood. It's not a normal thing. So is Bezdin Taninan for the Yisomim such a Taina? It's up to Ramban. It must be that they're Taninan and Milsad Lo Shchicha, because we know that Bezdin Taninan Hechzartiv for the Yisomim. Hechzartiv is only Neman B'migu Den Ensu. And if we won't be Taninan for the Yisomim Nensu, then Nofal HaYisod Nofal HaBinyan. Right? If the Yisod falls away, then there's nothing there, right? Migu is based on the fact that they could have been toying another Taina. So if we're not going to be toying Nensu for the Yisomim, how can we Taina Hechzartiv for the Yisomim? If the Yisod, if the foundation falls away, then the Taina of Migu, the Taina that they're giving, is going to fall away as well. It's a similar idea. If the taina that he could have given is a taina sheker, hodas b'adin kamei eidin dami, establishes the taina that he could have given as a taina sheker, so then you can't get the first base, right? The whole foundations are up. The whole foundation's broken. The foundation's broken. You can't build a migu over that. That's if migu is midin koach hataina. Rav Yosef is assuming that migu is midin koach hataina. So he says, am I kosamchis a hashtara chaspa ba'amahu? What does that mean? He's saying if the shtar is a chaspa be'alma, and the migu is based on the fact that you have a koach, nemonis in the taina that you could have given, but hodas b'din kamei eidin establishes that the shtar is a chaspa be'alma, it's sheker gomer, you can't build a migu off of a sheker. What does Rabba respond? What does Rabba think that you can't have a migu over here? Aye, but hashtar a chaspa be'alma. The answer is Rabba might assume that what? The migu is a beer. Says it's a beer. So if it's a beer, who cares? Hashtar chaspa ba'alma von Heim bis Morgen. I'm not sure if he's spoke Yiddish, but he doesn't care about hashtar chaspa ba'alma. He says migu is about beer. So we know that he's saying the truth, because if he was lying, he could have kept quiet. The svar, the mechanics of migu still can work. If it's midin beer, if it's midin koach hataina, forget about it. Once hodas b'adin kamei eidin dami establishes that the shtar is a chasu b'yama, so then the whole yisod of the migu falls away. So if there's no koach hataina in the taina that he could have given, because it's sheker, so then you can't infuse that koach hataina into the taina that he gave, and he's not going to be there. Okay, so this could be what the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ritva are suggesting, that maybe the whole machlokas amarav over here, whether we say he has a migu or we say it's just a chasu b'yama and it's not going to work, the whole machlokas really is about what migu means. Right? Is migu midin beer, and then he would have a migu, even though he's already admitted that the shtar is a sheker? Or no, maybe migu is a koach hataina, and if it's koach hataina, once he admits that the shtar is a shtar of sheker, so then you can't build a migu off of such a shtar. Right? This is the Ritva. Questions? Okay, good. Let's move to Tosfos. Now that we have the background of some of the Rishonim, let's move to Tosfos and see what Tosfos says in this Machlokas. Okay, comes Tosfos and says like this: Amaylo lo mehet lo samches a haishtara haishtara chasu b'yamahum. Hey, Magal, hem nigumigu di boyam haishtara ma'al yehu. That's the kasha we're dealing with, right? Rav Yosef says that he's not now a migu. Why? Why? Lehem nega migu. What's the problem? The tirit rivam the law amina migu lahotzi mamon. Doctor rivam migu lahotzi lo amin. These are principles. This sugya is the is one of the fundamental sugyas of which miglos we say, which miglos we don't say, miglo hotzi taina, miglo hotzi, etc. So comes the Rivam and says, this is a simple answer. Rav Yosef holds that this is a miglo hotzi, and therefore it's not acceptable. Why? He explains. The mashu muhsu bekarka eno klum, the karka becheskas balea kain. Kevin she'en lo lo shtar v'lo chazakam. Ela bedvarim ba'al mashal mashtar ma'al yahav alidei irkas. V'lo amin amigu, ela lahachzik mamash she'yoch lifto atzmo al yidei migu. Dr. Ivan, migul lahachzik amin, migul lahotzi lo amin. Why is this a migul lahotzi and not a migul lahachzik? It's not a migul lahachzik because who's the muhsik over here? This guy doesn't have a eidei chazaka. He doesn't have a shtar. So how can he be established as the muhsik? We know that there's a marakama. If the other guy is not an established marakama, so what's his taina? What's he coming to business for? Who is he? The machzik can say, you know, what are you tining against me? I don't even know who you are. You don't come to this field. Must be a marakama. So if he's a marakama, he's the bailim. Karka is always becheskas habailim. Karka becheskas balea kaima. Because becheskas balea, the bailim are the muhsik. The marakama is the muhsik. Unless you have some kind of a riot to be motzi from the marakam. So because the machzik doesn't have chazaka, he admits he doesn't have shnei chazaka. But he also doesn't have a shtar. Hai shtar achas, but be'al moho does, but then kamei eidem dami. He admits that the shtar is nishken shtar. So he doesn't have a chazaka, he doesn't have a shtar. So what do you want to believe in based on? Migu? That's the migu lahotzi, based on migu. You want to take the karka out of the rishus of the marakama. You can't say migul lahotzi. So that's why he's not going to be neman. So if Yosef svar, that we don't say migul lahotzi, and that's what you mean, shtar, that the shtar is a chasva yama. The shtar is a chasva ba'alma. What's the key to that? It's a chasva yama, therefore he's not a muhsik. So it's ha'shtar a chasva ba'alma, therefore this machzik is nishkei muhsik. Right? He's machzik, he's holding on to it, but he's not called a muhsik. Because the bailim are always muhsik in karka until you actually can prove that you bought it from the bailim. So because the shtar is a chasva b'alma, this guy is not a muhsik. See, it means something different according to the Rivam. Right? Ha'shtar chasva b'alma doesn't mean that the taina is a taina sheker, so you can't build off of that taina. No, ha'shtar chasva b'alma means that he's not a muhsik. So if he's not a muhsik, the migu that you want to create is a migu lahotzi, and that's why it's not going to be accepted. That's why it's not going to be accepted. That's the Rivam. If Yosef is saying that it's a migul lahotzi, that's why it's not acceptable. What's Rabbi going to respond? Rabbi says that it is a migul. How can Rabbi say that it is a migul? So what's the simple answer? What does Rabbi hold? Can we just say migul lahotzi, right? Right? Migul lahotzi amina? Right? That's the simple answer. Who says that? Rabbi. That's the simple answer. There are many different answers you can give. We're going to give a few. But I want to take it slow. Ramban says that maybe the Machlokas Samaroyim is gufa around this point. Do you say Migul Ahotzi? Do you not say Migul Ahotzi? Where's the Ramban? In the Kleivitz. Ramban is right over here. Big, very important Ramban. Very important Ramban here in Bagabas. What's Ramban saying? Shamati perusha mishum dolo amina migul afuki mamona v'chem pirusha rabbeinu Yehosef Alevi. Rimagash. It's the Rimagash, not just the Rivam. V'hai nami kevin the istar chazaka davhosei lo mafkina minei. Right? The Markama has a cheskas ovus. He has eidim that it shall avosa. So he's the muhsik. So you can't be motzi from the muhsik mit the migul. The Rabbah, what does Rabbah hold? Dr. Ramban, the Rabbah Sovar, Amina Migul Afilu Lafuke Mamona. Maybe Rabbah argues and he says that you can say Migul Lahotzi. Machlokas Amoraim in the Gemara, according to the Ramban. Big Chiddush. That's how the Ramban wants to learn. That's how the Ramban wants to learn. Tosis in Bava Metzia learns differently. The Ramban's a big Chiddush, right? The Ramban is saying, at least Rabbah holds that you can say a migul lahotzi. We never met anyone who said that. Yeah, but that's what the Ramban is learning, but that's Rabbah. Comes Tosis in Bava Metzia, he says, I'm not convinced that that's really true. I'm not convinced that's true. Where's the Tosfos? The famous Tosfos in Yom Tzim. It's not opening day. Achloku is probably opening week. But then you come around to the third Tosfos in Yom Tzim. That's a world famous Tosfos. A Shas Tosfos. What's Tosfos going on? Right, so let's chaz. I think we had this already this year also. So the Mishnah about Metzias says Shnayim Osim B'Talis. So you have a conflict between two people. They're both holding on to a talis, right? They're based on Alf about Metzias. Shnayim Osim B'Talis. Zelmer Kula Shali. Zelmer Kula Shali. Right? That's the first case. Then the Mishnah has a different case. Let's say Zelmer Kula Shali. Zelmer Chetzias Shali. So if Zelmer Kula Shali, Zelmer Kula Shali, the Mishnah says Yachloku. Each one gets half. Right? A whole umdus. Well, why is that true? Not for that. Comes the Mishnah and says, let's say Zelmer Kula Shali. One claims the whole thing is mine. Holding his mind. And the other one says, Ze Omer Chetzi Shali. The other one admits. Right? The first one says, I picked it up first. And the second guy says, we picked it up together. We picked it up together. That's Fisi Bekarkashta, remember? Fisi Bekarkashta. Right? They're holding on to the fringes. Right? So the question is, they pick up together, they not pick it up together. If they didn't pick it up together, the guy who says Kula Shali says, we didn't pick it up together, I picked it up first. Then you're like dragging. Yeah, I picked it up. I'm walking away, and you dragged on to the end. And he says, what are you talking about? We picked it up together. What's the deal? It's up the Mishnah. The one who says Kula Shali gets 3/4, and the one who says Chetzi Shali gets 1/4. Why? What's the pshat? The pasha pshat is that they're not arguing about half the talis. They're only arguing about half the talis. They're not arguing about the other half, right? About half, they admit, if one says Kula Shali, right, so then about the second half, the one who says Chetzi Shali is not arguing. He says Chetzi Shali, half of it's mine. The other half is yours, right? So the one who says Chetzi Shali admits that the other half belongs to the Kula Shali. The guy who says Kula Shali doesn't admit to any part. So half of it, everyone agrees, belongs to the Baal Kula Shali. The other half is under dispute. So it's the Zelba Halacha, Yachloku. They split the part of the talis that's under dispute. So it's only half the talis is under dispute. They split that in half. A quarter, a quarter. So a quarter plus a half is 3/4, and the other quarter remains for the person that's petitioning. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah. Comes Tosis and he asks the Kasha. He says, but what about Miglin? The first Miglin don't miss it. Right? If you finish Yachloku, or all the called Olam Var, then you get the Miglin. Frek Tosfos is very nice, the Mishnah is very nice, a halacha, but it's not so simple. He's a Miglin. Why shouldn't we believe the one who says Chetzi Shali to give him a Chetzi? Well, you say that he only gets Revi'ah, he only gets half of his Taina, why don't we believe him to give him Chetzi? But Miglin, that he could have said Kula Shali. If he said Kula Shali, then the din would be Yachloku, each one gets chetzia. So believe the guy who says chetzia, the migu, that he could say kula shali. It's a gevaldik akasha. Eisen akasha. Dim tomer, yehi neman de chetzia shalom migu di bai amar kula shali. Kidyama be gemara. Okay, quotes the gemara later on. That's not for us. Okay, but that's the basic kasha. That's the kasha. Mefarash rivam, the rivam say, oh, this is the zelba rivam that we have in Bava Basra. Mefarish Rivam, where is it? Mefarish Rivam, the Migul Lahotzi Lo Aminan, the Bechetzio Hasheni Muchzak Zekemoza. The Migul that you're trying to create is the Migul Lahotzi. What do you mean? What you want to get the extra Revia, right? There's a half. Let's draw it. You have your talis. Right, so Reuven gets half, Shimon gets 1/4, and now the question is, what happens with the other 1/4? So you want to give him the second 1/4, right? But Migu that he could have said Kula Shali, what are you doing? What are you doing? Since they're both Muchzak, right? Since they're both musik in that quarter, they're both musik in that quarter. So the migu is going to be taking it out of the muchzak. Here, let's put names on this. There's Reuven over here, and there's Shimon over here. Right? Since both Reuven and Shimon are musik in that middle, that middle, that other quarter. So if you're going to believe Shimon in his time of chetzia shali, B'migu that he could have said kulashli, that migu is coming to be motzi, that revia, the extra revia, from cheskas ruven. It's being motzi from cheskas ruven, because he's a muchzik, and that, as much as Shimon is, he's also motzi, you're taking it away from him. Dr. Ivan, we can't say migu lahotzi. Comes the Rivam and says, but let's see what it says in Bava Basra. Vahid the cheskas habatim the gochin v'lochish le'rabba. See, when you learn Bava Metzi and you hear, you say, Vahid the cheskas habatim. I say, cheskas habatim, I never heard of that prayer before. Oh, just wait until you get the cheskas habatim. Vahid the cheskas habatim, sugiv shtar zayfa, the gochin v'lochish le'rabba, in shtar zayfa hu, umiyu shtar ma'al yahavali v'yodi v'ovad. The hem ne rabba lahotzi benigu di bayamashtar ma'al yahu. Frek the rivam, I just told you that we can't accept the migu lahotzi, but rabba says that he has a migu in shtar zayfa. And that's docha migu lahotzi, like I said in Bava Basra. Right? The rivam himself is this kasha. What is rabba going to say? If migu lahotzi is never acceptable, so how can rabba say that migu works? Says Tosas, "Hosam I natan mamishim ba'afilu av a shosik, makshalohi amoda shul mezuyev haya neman." Because if he was shosik and said nothing, he said hashtar, this is the shtar, not don't say anything, didn't say boom, he taka would be neman. Ki achasim ha'isin ikeres la omdim sham. Because the chasim was taka ikeres to those who were there. The chasim was ikeres, so therefore, if he just kept his mouth closed, right, he didn't say anything, then he'd be believed. It says Rabba, therefore he has a migu. What else did you say? He has a migu di ba yishasik. If he were quiet, and he left it with his first statement that hashtara, so then he'd be neman. So it doesn't matter that it's a migu lahotzi. Well, but it's still a migu lahotzi. That's also a migu lahotzi. A migu di ba yishasik lahotzi. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? What is Tosfos saying? I just told you the answer. What's Tosfos saying? A new hand. What's Tosfos saying over here? Why is he never shown? Peshawasa! Exactly. Tosfos is learning Rabba says that he has a migul, not because migul lahotzi amrina. Nay! Rabba admits migul lahotzi lo amrina. But peshawasa lahotzi amrina. This is a peshawasa. This is a migul divai shawasa. Now, why should Peshaasa Lahotzi be any different? Peshaasa is just a glorified migul. It's just a different type of migul. Okay, migul that could have said something. Migul that could have kept his mouth quiet. It's really the same. It's also a migul. No. Like Tosfos is saying, Lefi Rabba, Peshaasa is different than a migul. How is it different? Because Peshaasa is Nema Midin. Bailos. Who's that? Mordechai? Yeah. Bailos. It's a different type of concept. It's a different construct. So if Pesha Aser is stronger than a Migul, it's Nema Midin Bayos, then we can understand that even if we don't accept Migul Lahotzi, but maybe Rabba will say this is a special case where there's a Pesha Aser, and that's why he's Nema. It's not that he holds Migul Lahotzi Amrina. If it is a Pesha Aser, it's a Pesha Aser, it breaks the rules. Now, of course, big question. Okay.
I understand Bailos is stronger than it's going to be the alternative and even Migo. But what about it being Bailos makes a difference here? I mean, I understand like exactly that Bailos is stronger, but what about Bailos?
What's the problem of the Migo Lahotzi? That is a Muxer. There's a Muxer. Right? There's a Bailos who's a Muxer. And I can't be motzi from him without a good raya. I need shnei edim. I need a real strong raya to be motzi from a muxik. But if you're in control of the situation, then you have new powers over here. You know who determines that guy is a muxik? If I'm quiet, then I have a shtar. So I'm in control to determine what is going on over here. So once I'm in control. So maybe that overpowers Mosek. If all I have is a migo, that's a svara of a beer. So okay, migo's a nice beer, but it's not shnei edim. It's a weak type of beer. So a weak type of beer is not going to be enough to be motzi from a Mosek. But if I'm in control of this situation, if I would be quiet, It's over, right? It's not that I'm being motzi, it's that the shtar would be a good shtar, it could stand by itself. So once I'm in control of the situation, so then I can be motzi from a muchzi, because I'm the new bailus. My bailus on this situation can overpower the previous bailus, so that's why it's stronger. What's the question? The Ramban didn't learn this way, right? The Ramban says that according to Rabbah, you can't say migul lahotzi. According to Rabbah, you can't say migul lahotzi. We haven't gotten to the psak halacha in our siddur. But if you were to paskin like Rabbah, that you can't, that the migul is acceptable, so then we have to understand. So what are you saying, lemaisa? What are you saying? If lemaisa you say the migul lahotzi amrinun, so then what's the problem in Cheshbon now? If according to the Ramban, Rabbah holds migul lahotzi amrinun, so what now becomes a kasha? What kasha now comes back? What kasha comes back? Not Bava Basra, but what kasha comes back?
Talus.
Talus? Shnei Mosim Talus, right? Talus's kasha. Right? Talus's kasha. Talus's assume, Talus's quotes the Rivam that you don't say migul lahotzi, so he's troubled with Rabbah. So he says, no, Rabbah is not a migul, it's a pesha asan. But the fee the Ramban that Rabbah holds migul lahotzi amrinan. So why don't we say a migul in Bava Basra? Let's believe him when in Tain of Chetzi Shalib Amigo that he could have said Kula Shali. Let's believe him in Tain of Chetzi Shalib Amigo that he could have said Kula Shali. Aye, it's a Migla Hotzi, so what? Migla Hotzi Amrina, so what could be the problem? So what's the Ramban going to say? The Ramban says, according to Rabbi, Migla Hotzi Amrina, so why don't we say Migu in the case of Shai Malz and Metal is over there? Metal?
When we say that Rabbi only says, we only pass on the Rabbi by Karkov? So it's not an issue
for Bometzi,
because Bometzi is not
Hanukkah. Okay. Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay, but the truth is, just in principle, forgetting about Rabbah for a second, right? The Ramban is willing to entertain this notion that maybe you could say Migul Hosi. So he's not working with Tostis. So what's he going to say in Bometzi? So it's not a kasha. You just have to look at the Ramban and Bometzi. He gives the answer. Don't you want to give the answer? No, please.
I was going to say maybe there no one's books up in the palace. And we said, I think we said earlier in the year, like they're holding on to the
Karkashna.
Karkashna.
Yes, so the question is, are we that treated? I hear what you're saying.
So it's interesting. It's not a migul lahotzi because they're not.
It might not be a migul lahotzi because they're not really a mosik. I hear that's an interesting lumdus. We get to Bava Metzia, we'll have to talk about that. But the Ramban himself gives a very simple answer. And the reason he gives this answer is because he holds that migul lahotzi taka amrina, right? So if migul lahotzi amrina, then you have to give another answer in Bava Metzia. What does he say? He says a very interesting thing. He says, "Vizu ein arayim d'chi amar kula sheli halo shokil alachatzi mashu toin. Afa amar chetzi sheli ein lo alachatzi mashu toin." He says the rule is that a person can only get half of what he's toin. If you're going to give the one who says chetzi sheli, if you give him the whole chetzi, so you're going to believe him completely as taina. So it turns out strange that if he only says chetzi sheli, then he has nemonis in his whole taina, and if he says kula sheli, he has less of a nemonis. He says mislar, that doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense if you're going to tell me in general that if each one says kula sheli, then they get half of it. So it makes sense that a person should always get half of what he's towing. You can't use a migu to believe him more when he says chetzisheli than when he says kulishli. Misvara doesn't make any sense. That's the beginning of it. That's his opening salvo. And he has multiple, it's like a machine gun. He has a number of different points over here. So first of all, he says it doesn't make any sense that he should be neman for more than half of the time. If he says kulishli, he's neman for half of the time. If he says chetzisheli, also he has to be neman for half of the time. It has to be like that. But he goes even further. Umashe zemode lo hareo ki ilu chelak oso chetzi ukfar nato. Umashe zemode lo hareo ki ilu cholak oso chetzi ukfar nato. Okay, that chetzi is gone. Atonement. Veheich toma migu shahaya zeyocho letvo amimenu glima shalo namin oso kishutoin betalis acher. Haybetanas chatzize ein lo derech litol oso legam. El shuras adin kachi de la olam ein lo notel el chatzitan oso bava. What's Ramban saying? He's saying the chelek that the one who says chetzis shali is moda to, the chelek that he's moda belongs to Reuven. That's a different talis already. It's almost like you can cut it off and give it to Reuven. It's not under discussion. So if that's not under discussion, what are you saying? Believe him when he says chetzis shali. Believe him when he says this whole thing belongs to me. But migul that he could have said kula shali, and then he'd get the whole chetzis. He says, what's kind of a strange notion is that? That's what they call in the Rishonim, in the parlance of the Rishonim, that's called a migu mimamon lamam. That's like saying, believe me, if we have an argument about your sweater, so believe me in this sweater, bimigu, that I could say something about your car. What does your car have to do with the sweater? Migu means if I have multiple tainas in one chefetz, right? So I have a taina reya, I have a taina toba in this chefetz. But here, the part that he agrees that Reuven has, that's not baba cheshba, that's not in this conflict. It's not in the argument. So you can't say, oh, believe him in what he says chetzishli, but migu that he could have said kulishli, he could have said this chatzi is mine and something else of yours is mine too. He says that's not a migu. That you can't say migu like that. Migu is two tainas that you can put forward in the chayfetz itself, but you can't say migu that I could have said a taina about another chayfetz of yours. I should be nemon in the taina that I say about this chayfetz of yours. Dr. Ramban, there's a portion of the reason why we're not going to say migu in the case in Bav Metzia. Now, first of all, he says it makes sense that a person should always be nemen for chatzi tanosu. Just like when he says kula shali, he's nemen for chatzi. So too, when he says chatzi shali, he should be nemen for revia for chatzi tanosu. Moreover, how can you say migu from this mamon to a different mamon? That migu that I could have said, I could have had a taina which relates to another mamon of yours, to the chatzi that I admit that belongs to you. So I should be neman in the chatzi that I say chetzis shali b'migu that I could have put forward a taina of a different mamon that also belongs to me. What does the taina in another mamon have to do with the taina of this mamon? We don't say migu in such a case, Dr. Ramban. Why does the Ramban stand on his head to give all these other reasons? Because the Ramban really holds that migu lahotzi amrina. He really likes that svar. He says according to Rabbah that carries the day. That's why Rabbah says that there is a migu. So he has to explain Bava Metzia away to give an answer as to why migu, as to why migu lahotzi is not going to be acceptable in that case. It must be there's another reason why it's not going to be acceptable, not because it's a migu lahotzi. Okay, so these are two ways to try to explain Rabbah. That Rabbah says in our case either that he's neman the migu because he holds migu lahotzi amrina, or no, he really holds migu lahotzi lo amrina, but he holds this case, the case of Pesha Asa, and Pesha Asa lahotzi ken amrina. Okay, these are two approaches. Yes.
Why in Basra is it the Hotzi? We're saying that there's a Marakama, so it's being Motzi from him. But who's to say he's a Marakama? We only know he's a Marakama.
We know he's a Marakama.
Because of Minchazvin Teh.
Well, what?
We only know he's a Marakama because of Minchazvin Teh, of that claim. But if we're making his...
He must have aided him that he was a Marakama at some point.
Are we saying that?
Yeah, because if he's not... We don't know that he's a Marakama, so what's his... What's his time to the? What's his connection to the field? How can he claim? You know, he comes to the mazik and says, "My bar is by Ara. What are you doing here? So what am I doing here? What are you doing here? What does that have to do with you? It must be that he has some kind of a claim to the field. I thought you were saying something different, Woody.
He says he bought it from him. No.
He says he bought it from him. Who said he bought it from whom?
The mazik says he bought it from him. It shows that he's Marakama.
He does seem in El Saventa. So he's admitting that he bought it from him. Okay.
Yeah, last week you have to say that.
Okay, he's admitting that he bought it from him.
So the Ramban says that it belongs to his father?
It doesn't say in the Gemara.
Right.
We know that, right. It's not, the Rishonim seem to say that we know it belonged to the Marakama. But Morty started us off on the final point of the game, and that is, what's the simplest pshat in Rabbah? Who says that he's a Motzi? Migul Ahasa. Who says he's a Motzi? Not because we don't know that he was a Marakama. We knew he was a Marakama. But who says this is a Migul Ahotzi? Maybe it's a Migul Ahasa. Why? Machzik
B'Shtar. Machzik B'Shtar.
Machzik B'Shtar. Who says that? Who says that? Rabbeinu Yonah. I was going to take it back. Rabbeinu Yonah. Exactly. Very good. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has the third and final pshat about Rabbah. Let's see. Lefi the revamp. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? What's Rabbeinu Yonah? V'yesh l'farish, Rabbeinu Yonah says, V'rabba s'virulei, da'afagav, v'vaday lo amina migla fukim amona, v'vaday lo amina migla fukim amona, he holds migla hotzi lo amina. Not like the Rambam. Shiny haynigu, the kevin shekfar kodam, v'tol aminot zavinta, v'hosh tora, u'kfar zocha betanosam, those are the key words, u'kfar zocha betanosam, harei huchzat bekark. V'chihodar odi d'shtar zayfahu shtar ma'al yahav alevi irkas lav migul lafuke mamonahu elo l'ukum. So up to Rabbeinu Yonah, what happened over here? He says v'hashtar, he says minov zavinta v'hashtar, he presents a shtar. So it's true that the other guy claimed shtar zayfahu, but he didn't admit it, right? The machzik wouldn't admit that it's a shtar zayfah. And we could be Mekayim the Chasimus and everything would be fine. So he has a shtar here. He has a raya to get the karka. Zohar Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabba says, that's not viewed as a Migul HaHotzi anymore. Migul HaHotzi means we have a muchzik. And here we have a suffik what to do. Now Migul comes to play a role. The suffik. But here there is no suffik. This guy has a great taina. He has a taina. He has a raya. Until he opens up his mouth and creates trouble, and now we have to use Migul to rescue him, he's sitting pretty. Right? He's the muchzik, right? We said, how can he be a muchzik? Two ways. Either he has shnei chazaka or a shtar. He has a shtar. He has a shtar. So if he has a shtar, he's the muchzik. Comes Rabbi and says, this is not a Migul Lahotzi, this is a Migul Lahotzi. Rav Yosef says, because we know the Marakama was the Marakama, and now the shtar is in question. So we look at it as though it's a Migul HaHotzi. Rabba says, because he was Kfar Zocha B'Tanoso, he said the Hashtara, and he was Kfar Zocha B'Tanoso, he becomes the Muchzak for this Din Torah. So now it's not viewed as a Migul HaHotzi, it's viewed as a Migul HaHafzik, and that's why it's going to be just re-pshatim that we can have the Das Rabba. Rav Yosef said it's a Migul HaHotzi. Let's see the Rivam, it's a Migul HaHotzi. It was not going to be acceptable. So Rabbah either says Migul HaHotzi Aminan, Ramban, or Rabbah says even if Migul HaHotzi Lo Aminan, this is a Pasha Osir, it's not a Migul, this is about Metzia. Or Rabbah says, this is not a Migul HaHotzi at all, it's a Migul HaHafzik, because since he presented the Shtar, Kfar Zocha B'Tanoso, he became the Muchzik. So now that we have a Sabi, this is really a Migul HaHafzik, and that's why he's going to be now with the Migul.
Why can't we say something like that? Why can't we say something like that?